Finally, can we talk a little bit about Rwanda? One newspaper, The Sun, has the story that the first failed asylum seeker has now landed in Rwanda. What is the background to that, Secretary of State?
So this is somebody who's actually volunteered to go to Rwanda, which puts to bed this nonsensical myth that Rwanda was not a safe place. It is. People go on holiday there. I know somebody who's having a very lovely gap year there. And we need to move past a lot of those myths, which are actually just disparaging about an African country. This scheme is a deterrent. It was set up as a deterrent. It is working. Somebody's volunteered to go. Obviously, the easiest cases will be the first.
Right.
But there will be many more. And if you look at what the Irish government has been saying recently, it looks like it is already working. They're complaining that they're getting people, failed asylum seekers, coming over there because they don't want to go to Rwanda.
But there's also this particular person, I understand, to be a male from Africa. We've given him £3,000 to go to Rwanda as well. So is this how the scheme will work? So we give people cash to go to Rwanda on commercial flights. That's the Rwanda scheme, Secretary of State.
Well, the fact that somebody has already come here means that this is obviously not something that is going to be of benefit to them. People would have come here, they would have failed their asylum, process here, or will go there to be processed. Either way, there is no cost-free option. That is the truth of it. It's better this way than for him to be in the UK, either claiming benefits or being entitled to things that other people in this country can't have, which would be much more expensive for the taxpayer. But there is no free way to police our borders, and there is no free way to deal with an issue that is affecting not just this country, but all of Western Europe as well.